There are fears of a new wave of violence in the Indonesian province of Papua after militants kidnapped and murdered a police officer this week. As a joint operation continues to hunt down those responsible, rights groups are warning more innocent civilians could be caught in the crossfire, with claims 182 people have been killed since December last year. Indonesia correspondent David Lipson reports.
1st Brigadier Hadar, just 24 years old, was on patrol with his partner on Monday in Osir village in the Puncak province of Papua when he heard someone call his name. Getting off his motorbike, he was promptly bundled away by a group of men and within hours shot dead. The fact it wasn't particularly big news in the capital, Jakarta, speaks volumes about this decades-old conflict, which now resembles an information black hole. Journalists are restricted from travelling to the region. Sharing photos and video from within is near impossible, and the wider Indonesian population is desensitised to the ongoing violence. Even the coordinating minister for security, Wiranto, played it down. We've been securing the area, he said. Some got shot, some were injured. It's all part of the risk of the operation. It happens every day. That doesn't mean Indonesia's response to the murder won't be severe. Here, Papua Police Senior Commissioner A.M. Kamal reveals two platoons are hunting down the perpetrators. The fear is it'll just lead to a new cycle of death and suffering. The separatist conflict has been going on since 1969, when the former Dutch colony was incorporated into Indonesia after a widely criticised referendum. But since the murder of 16 Indonesian construction workers in December last year, there's been a surge in violence and fear on the ground. A fact-finding mission led by local NGOs and church groups has found 182 civilians have died since then, mostly through malnutrition and lack of basic care after fleeing into the jungle. One of the investigators is priest Esmond Walili from Kingmi Church. The military headquarters in Papua always claim they haven't harmed anyone, he says. If that's the case, why are people fleeing their homes and villages by the hundreds? This week, Vice President Yusuf Kalla said, when someone attacks a police officer, we must strike back. But Damawan Truoboho, former director of human rights NGO TIFA, says that kind of language is precisely the problem. It shows that the central government's thinking on Papua never changes, he says. Political issues need to be answered politically, not by arms. This is David Lipson in Jakarta for AM.